Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
This gets worse every time I check in on it. Legitimately worse every time I check in on it. You aware of the Tecovas Chili's collab?
I saw this.
Okay, so you did.
They made boots made out of booths. Chili's booths.
Booths.
They were red. They had chili peppers on them.
Chili's red.
I like the toe.
Yeah, it's like
I like the little pepper on the toe, but I think they sold out instantly, right? Like went on sale yesterday at 10 a.m.
Yes. They did.
Oh, don't act like you were going to buy them.
So we first saw the graphic for this. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of ha, ha, ha. But then I started looking at them more, and I started getting more, okay, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So, yeah, I was ready.
You thought they would be cool?
I was ready to make a purchase yesterday just to say that I had them. Because, again, they're made out of...
They're vinyl.
Old Chili's.
Sounds so uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to sit in. I don't want to walk around with that on my feet all day.
So my text message goes off. I go to the page, and sure enough, 1,000% sold out.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Not surprising. Because they probably only had like 5 pairs. There are at least 5 Chili's fans out there.
Is that at least? Come on, man. You know that people who are fans of Chili's are like crazy. They're crazy about the Chili's. It would be like if they had a TGI Fridays boot or something like that. You would be,
which I also wouldn't buy.
You wouldn't? I think you'd be kicking down the walls for that. No. The question is, now since they're sold out, if I did want to acquire some of these boots, how would I do it? Now, maybe some of you have, maybe some of you were fortunate enough to get some and you would sell them to me, whatever. Katie, what do you think going rate for some of the Chili's, Tecovas, booth boots online are at this point?
What Keep was mind. The original price?
Original price, $395. They are not leather. They are vinyl.
I'm going to...
Same material that you sit on in a Chili's.
Again, super uncomfortable. I'm going to guess probably $5,000.
You're going $5,000. $5,000? $5,000.
I'm either way over or way under.
Actually, not that bad. $3,500 is what I have seen recently on the eBay. $3,500. Keep in mind, what kind of boot can you get for $3,500? One that's not vinyl?
Exactly.
One that's not co-branded with Chili's? Yes. Yes,
made out of an actual animal?
Why do they keep doing this? Just if you're gonna
because
make them,
obviously
make them,
people buy them.
It gets viral, and you sell out like your little your quick little. It's
and then for all the people that say I would never buy these, maybe you're going to the Tecovas website for the very first time.
Oh, then
and
it's
you
like,
see there are other things that you would actually would buy.
Let me serve you some actual boots
exactly.
Now,
or some ads for the rest of forever.
What happens when you see these things in the wild? Is it like a Tesla truck where you just make a judgment
would,
based on it?
I don't know
it?
If you would notice.
Yeah, it's
because they just kind of look like red boots. You'd have to be real close to the person to see that they were the Chili's boots.
Is there a baby back rib etched in them somewhere? Like, is there?
See, that would up the value.
Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
I just want to apologize in advance. Mm. Trending is going to be painful in more ways than one.
Really? Really?
I'll get to the details next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Time to just sit in some discomfort. If you can't sit. Because one of the stories is medical and
Lord.
One of these stories is emotional. Okay. But before we get to those, let's talk about Morgan Wallen's show in Seattle. Where Marshawn Lynch showed up in a golf cart.
Oh, beast mode sighting.
So just before Morgan hit the stage for night 2 at Lumen Field, former Seahawks star Marshawn Lynch rolled up in the infamous golf cart, gave him a big old bear hug, and saluted the country singer backstage.
I love it. Absolutely
Obviously
love it.
Obviously a nod to the infamous celebration at Gallen 2006, where he stole an injury cart and drove it all around the field.
The more Marshawn Lynch can insert himself into just moments of culture, the better for all of us, in my opinion. I've never seen Beast Mode miss.
The crowd went nuts.
Of course they did.
I mean, they absolutely loved it.
Yeah, they got the reference. Incredible. Love it.
Speaking of loving it, Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix.
Did it?
It had the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix original movie.
Well, well, well.
It got 46.7 million views over just 3 days.
Oh, okay.
It's got a 70% rating at RottenTomatoes.com.
That's not bad.
That's the fans.
Okay.
And 61% with critics.
Also not, that's not terrible. This was not going to win any Oscars.
No.
This was not going to be the thinking man's movie. Okay.
No.
This is not going to be a golf, like true to life tale. This is Happy Gilmore 2. If you could hit 71% with the fans.
Not bad.
That's pretty dang good.
Well, and also it helped boost the numbers for the original Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I'm sure
it
did.
Made it to number 3 on Netflix's global top 10 list with 11.4 million views.
I personally would also like to watch these back to back.
What was the movie that held the record prior? I remember it was Bird Box for a long time.
There's certain ones that jump out at me, so I'm not even sure if I'm accurate anymore. Remember Bird Box? I remember the one where Thor was like an action star and he was like, I mean, just killing everybody. Like he's just tearing things up, trying to find some kid. And then there's probably been a few others since then.
I think K-pop Demon Hunter.
That's also a very, very popular one right now. Right.
It's the most popular Netflix animated film of all time?
I think that would be safe to
say.
May or
may not have watched it a million times in my own home. My daughter absolutely loves it, and the songs are so good. But you know it's not good? The fact that Shipley's sold out.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Shipley's sold out to California, y'all.
West Coast Capital. Our Shipley's. Our donuts are now owned by billionaires in LA.
A California equity firm. Let's be fair. So when I was doing my research here, it looks like Shipley sold in 2021.
Did it?
To another capital group.
Okay, some other big money firm.
Now, I don't know where that was, but that was called Peak Rock. But that was when Lawrence Shipley III announced that he was retiring.
King Lawrence III?
King Lord of Donuts.
Lord of Donuts.
Because it was still a family owned company.
Duke of the Kolache.
With 300 some odd locations over 9 states.
Yeah, it had been an institution. It obviously, Lawrence III decided that now was the time to give it to some nameless
faceless
company.
Well, yeah, they just survived the pandemic.
Okay, so
to put that into perspective.
I had no idea they sold. That's a good sign. Right? I think. Is that a good sign? Because, hey, nothing really changed. It's not like someone really made any big modifications. I mean,
exactly. You probably didn't notice.
No.
So now, ever since Peak Rock had owned it, they've got 370 stores operating across 14 states. So there was some growth there.
Yeah.
So the new company that's acquired it is the one that's responsible for the growth of Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I see the logo. I've never been in it, but I see that logo.
I've never been to one, but I know what you're talking about.
But they were able to grow that into a $2 billion chain.
I will always be a little nervous of this for a few reasons. Like, a lot of people are going to say Whataburger, but I'm going to say Freebirds. Freebirds is the one that broke my heart.
Personally. Yeah, but Freebirds, I felt like Freebirds never wanted to acknowledge where they came from.
Yeah, they got real ashamed of College Station real fast.
Yeah.
Now today, it is a shadow of the glory that once was, but it's worth a lot more money. They've got like a
They didn't like
stores.
The whole From Humble Beginnings.
They didn't like that. They really, it just wasn't their thing. It's like, we can just erase that.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous from that standpoint of what they will do with the Shipley legacy, but hopefully
everything just remains the same and they just keep growing
and keep printing money
and keep putting Shipleys in other states.
Yes.
So when you travel, you can still have the best donut.
That is the dream.
Available.
That is the dream.
And we'll end with this fun headline. New York Magazine's website, The Cut, just did an in-depth feature titled, Everyone Has Hemorrhoids Now. But like legitimately, hemorrhoids have been on the rise for years, and young people are dealing with them more and more.
Are they?
And if they get bad enough, y'all, the only fix is a very, 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 very uncomfortable surgery.
Yes.
So you can avoid them. And I'm going to tell you how.
I did not know there were steps that could be taken, Katie.
You sit too much.
Okay, that is one that I have heard.
Sitting for too long obviously adds pressure on the veins down there, restricts blood flow. That's what causes your hemorrhoids. So move around, stand up, do jumping jacks, whatever you got to do. We're sitting on the toilet for too long.
Sitting is...
Do not bring your phone in the bathroom.
That's what's doing it?
I mean, that's why you're in there longer.
Yeah, because you're adding time that you wouldn't normally spend back in the day.
Exactly.
Wow.
And sitting with your knees up is even worse for hemorrhoids, so less time on the toilet is better. Ideally, 2 minutes or less. Get in, get out.
2 minutes or less. Okay.
Eat more fiber.
Well, okay. Also a plus.
More fiber means less straining. Also means less wiping and less irritation. And we're dehydrated. So drink more water.
There's not one bit of news that you've shared here that's not good advice.
Like, exactly.
That's just good living.
And I'm not trying to be gross, but if this is its own epidemic.
You don't want that.
Let's just take the necessary steps and precautions.
Let's do what we need to do.
Smoothie King came in here yesterday. They got new hydration smoothies,
y'all.
Yes,
they do. That's...
Act accordingly. That's not all the things that cause hemorrhoids, but four of the big ones, okay? If they become a chronic issue, you got to talk to your doctor about it early. Okay, that's the right call. It's embarrassing, but look.
It
don't
is
say we never
is.
Did nothing.
For yes.
It, okay? That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Moat. One of the answers in today's Money Minute, which we play every day before 8:30, is moat.
Moat.
I love a good moat. I feel like moats would be instrumental to surviving a zombie apocalypse.
It doesn't get enough credit.
Not enough people digging
in
moats.
The content. Yeah, because like why wouldn't you just...
Or just holes.
Yeah, anything. Like people spend all the time on the zombie kills. But you're one at a time in it, man. You just want to be able to let the zombies do the work for you.
Exactly.
Fall into a Take pit while themselves. You sleep, and then yeah. you wake up and you just, you know.
And you handle things.
A little cleanup.
Maybe with a flamethrower.
So obviously a lot of places we can take this, but it is the answer to one of the questions in today's Money Minute, which is your chance to win $100 every single day. Comes up around 8:30, and if you haven't signed up yet, do it online, thebullhouston.com/com. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Good morning. Thank y'all for being here today.
Okay, so I had a weird conversation recently, and I need to bring it up.
Okay.
We were discussing Amazon, and this person was basically alleging that if you write reviews on Amazon, good or bad, you are helping out Amazon and Jeff Bezos.
You're helping the machine.
Exactly. So it was like, man, why am I going to help Jeff Bezos? He's a kajillionaire. He's got so much money. I'm not a salesman. It's not my job to sell his products.
I can see that.
And on and on and on.
I can see that.
See, I couldn't. Well, I couldn't. Like, you're not writing reviews for him. You're writing reviews for me. For the next person that comes along and considers buying whatever the item or product is.
Okay.
It's like, how large is it? Some of the descriptions from the companies are going to be a little misleading. I'd like to see it. I'd like a picture of it, right? I mean, like on a normal person or a normal family. I mean, you've seen these pictures where it's the same woman in the same pose and they just change the color of the shirt that she's obviously not wearing.
Yeah, clearly.
Or it's like a child playing with something that's like five times larger than whatever the item actually is.
I think... Look, that's all well and good, but you're going too deep. Like, there's a lot of stuff that does not matter because it's just an Amazon purse. I don't think I've ever read one of these in my life.
What?
No, for real. I don't think I've read an Amazon because there's no point to it.
There's
no
oh
point
my
to
gosh.
It.
Yes, there is.
Just bear with me on this. These are not major purchases. These are Amazon purchases.
They can be major purchases.
It's all going to be kind of crappy product that you're using to try.
Dude, you can buy name brand stuff on Amazon.
You can't.
For thousands of dollars.
But, like, at that point...
I don't know many people that do, but you
if
can.
If you're paying thousands of dollars something on Amazon, you really don't need the review. You should know exactly what you're getting. You should know exactly what you're ordering.
Well, then you wouldn't buy it on Amazon now, would you?
I don't see the point. Just order it. Wait till it shows up in the mail. If it sucks, it sucks. Return it.
Spoken like a man that doesn't have children.
You can return their stuff, too.
For old Frito.
You can return their stuff, too. It still works. I mean, honestly, it's a useless feature to me. It's a dumb feature.
No, it is so helpful. But my husband is the same way. Like, he doesn't ever read reviews, and it drives me crazy. I look at ratings, and I read reviews. You got to read enough of them so you can separate the good from the obviously fake.
You realize how much time you have to spend? Do you realize how much time you have to spend doing this?
Not as much time as I'd spend if I had to return every Amazon purchase I made.
Oh, wow. YOLO it. YOLO it.
Yeah, this is crazy. Look, do you see the value, or do you read Amazon reviews?
Yeah.
That's the crux of this. Do you read the reviews?
Yeah, bottom line. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will see what you think. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up. Freedom and Katie the Bull, good morning.
Everybody, Amazons.
I gotta know.
Everybody, Amazons.
Like, this is like you're having to spoil menus. You're a planner.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you read
the
reviews?
No.
Do you read reviews? You should. All right. On all the things.
Let's see what
except
you guys
for maybe
do.
Yelp.
It's the same. Howdy. All right. What do you do? What do you think?
I'm with you, Frida. I don't read the reviews. I mean, you just order it.
Order it.
You just order it.
You order it. Like, you look at it. It looks good. You order it.
Does the price factor into that? Like, if it's a more expensive item, are you more likely to take a gander?
You just gotta. You gotta take your risk. And if anything, it don't work out for you, they do the return policy. Oh.
Yeah, they do. They'll take it back. That's the thing, yep. Dude. Back in the day when we just used to go to Walmart for things, you didn't have an army of people following you around. Well, I bought that. You just looked at it, looked good, and bought it.
Yeah, and but that's because you're looking at it in person. That's a completely different scenario.
Dude, I bought duds from everywhere I've ever bought duds from. It's part of life. Like, I don't. Thank you for the call,
y'all,
sir.
Y'all are playing it way too fast and loose for me.
Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you think?
So, I'm not one to read reviews.
Never?
Right on.
However, if it's like on products that I use for work, I'll read the reviews. But then I use only one type of clippers. I will only use wall clippers.
Oh, okay. So it's something that has to do with your trade, your job, right? And maybe makes a difference.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If it's just your personal stuff, yeah, take it or leave it.
Is it because you don't really care,
yes,
or you don't mind the return process, or what? Or you don't buy a lot on Amazon, maybe?
Well, no, I buy a lot on Amazon, but then I also only buy what I know I'm going to use.
Got it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right, yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
The things you're kind of pseudo-familiar with.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I've bought clothes on Amazon, and, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be 3X. I get it in, and the 3X is like a 2X for a kid.
Reviews would have helped out there.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Howdy. Talk to us about do you read reviews? Are you a review reader?
Yeah. My wife and I, we both read reviews, but we both do it completely differently,
okay,
and it drives each other insane. So she goes automatically to the one stars.
The one stars.
She wants to know.
You look the worst. You
want the worst case scenario.
How it went wrong.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, and there's always people out down there. You can't please anyone. Someone's going to get upset over the smallest thing, and they're going to leave the worst review, and then that kind of ruins the product.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I mean, dude. So Katie brought up you don't read the Yelp. That's for the same reason, because you have nitpicky people out there that are just looking to ding you up over anything.
Yeah, but Amazon's not going to give you anything free. I say Yelp because sometimes that's the strategy.
Yelp terrorists.
If you go on and blame a restaurant for something, even outside of their control, there's always the possibility they turn around and comp something.
But it's still human nature. So all you're going
to
do is you're going to find everything. You're going to look at it from
a
standpoint.
You're more likely to complain than to leave a glowing review.
Best case, you're going to get a bunch
of
three stars.
Which is an interesting strategy from your wife. But what's yours? So that's hers. What's yours?
Mine is anything between 2 and 4 stars. They're going to hit me. What's exactly wrong and what they like about it. They're going to be the most honest person.
The balance.
What can actually be expected.
Honest. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Because I'll also give you
You're
this.
Either going to try to sell the product or you're going to try to disprove the product. And those are in the middle, or at least take the time to give them some credit or discredit them some, but not fully. which is closer to the truth.
That's
right?
What you
yes.
want. That's
and then you decide, yeah. So having looked at those, do the positives of whatever this product is far outweigh the negatives that could potentially be associated with it?
Right. Absolutely.
That is commendable.
I respect that. How long does it take you to decide on a purchase, though? I mean, how long when you look, I think I might want something, how long does it take you to find the one you want?
Well, typically, if there's something that's popular, like on Amazon or something, and there's 4,000 reviews, you go to the graph where it shows the 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, and typically there's not that many between 2 and 4, so right. You just read them for 5 minutes and then make your decision.
See, yeah. That's, for me, I see the popularity of it. I'm like, started and purchased by like a million people. Great, a million
see,
and one.
That's the
a
other. That's one. The other
Hit
thing
me.
That's important.
Hit me, Daddy.
It can have a good review, but if there are only 5, I'm not going to roll the dice on that.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bowl. Talking about Amazon reviews, because they are important, and they deserve to be talked about.
I was going to say, because they're a waste of time.
And written, and read.
So what do you guys think? 713-881-5500. Frito and Katie, good morning. You're up. Talk to us about reviews.
Frito?
Yes.
Normally I have your back, man.
you don't agree with me on this?
Look, man. It's girl math, dude. I'm telling you, read reviews, man, and take those 4.2, 4.7, 4.6. Take those seriously, man, because people buy this stuff, and they get it, and if they don't like it, they got to tell somebody about it. You ain't just finna sit down and tell somebody, oh, well, I don't like it. Somebody else is finna buy it because the ratings are high, the reviews are high. So now, you know, 10,000 people buy it or 10,000 people review it. You're helping out 10,000 more people that want to possibly buy that product.
So not only do you use this, you think this is a vital part of engaging in commerce in 2025.
You got to pay it forward. You got to write your own reviews, too.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
Good Lord.
Absolutely, man. I think that it helps out a lot because, you know, if the next person buys, if you buy something on Amazon and one of your friends see it, and they're going to be like, Frito, where you get that? Man, I like that. Mm-hmm. Man, I got it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, I'm going
to
go check it out on Amazon. They're
going to
read the reviews. They're going to see how it look on you. They're going to like it, and they're going to possibly buy it.
It's not enough to just consume. You have to participate. And part of the participation is dropping some reviews and reading the reviews and being a part of the community is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't go overboard and read like 1,000 reviews, but, you know, I'll read the reviews to get an insightful decision to make a good decision on if I want
to
buy it or not.
You know, a really great way to do that is to read like the 3-star reviews because they're not too over the top, but they're also not super negative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like kind of
glean what it is that they liked and didn't like and then kind of make your own.
They don't have a case to make.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. There's no agenda. There's no agenda. They're just writing a review.
Dude, thank you so much.
I actually start off with the ones.
Oh, and also, they're funny. So that might be the best.
That is absolutely the best entertainment value. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
So I read the reviews all the time.
Thank you.
Because I'm a plus size woman. And if it don't fit, there's no point in me buying it. It's just a waste of money and a waste of time. And yes. I have 2 younger ones. I take the kids to daycare and stuff. I don't have time to go do drop off or return.
So whatever amount of time you spend reading the reviews, to you, that is time well spent. Like, it absolutely...
How long do you think these reviews are? They're not novels.
There's just so many of them, man. Like,
you don't have to read them all.
You have to debate whether or not it's real. You know, it's a lot.
My husband does the same thing, so I think it's just a man thing. They never read the reviews.
Yes.
And then, it sucks, he's kind of like, oh, I regret that.
Yeah, but exactly. Some light regret.
My husband bought a bounce house without reading reviews. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
It's an adventure.
My child is going to get in that.
It's an
what
adventure.
Are you doing?
This is how we learn. We're going to experience it together. I don't need a review. Just send it to me. We'll do it in real time. Makes all sense in the world to me.
Crazy. Crazy.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Andrew, let's talk this out. So you're looking for advice on how to handle your fiance? Like, in what regard?
Yeah, all right. I don't know that I need to handle her so much as I just need to figure out how to get her to coexist with my mom, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's been, it's been a problem for a while now, but last week it's gotten like to a whole new level.
I hate that.
Yeah. So on a scale of like typical passive aggressive to just open brawling, like where are we at
probably,
on this?
Probably not there.
Man, you know, I'm not even really that sure. I mean, I know some of this is probably normal, but, you know, I mean, all right, look, they're each their own person, mm-hmm. all right? But when they get started, man, I'm in this really uncomfortable spot, and I just need some advice on what to do.
Okay, so what set everybody off?
Okay, so my family has this traditional vacation thing where we go out to Myrtle Beach. And, well, you know, since Lexi's family now, or about to be family anyway, you know, she's got the invite, which I thought was really nice.
Okay, so your fiance went on your family vacation.
But only when she was designated fiance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, did you feel good about this going in?
Well, I mean, okay, so again, you know, my parents aren't... they're not the warmest people, you know? I mean, I guess that's just...
All right.
It's just how they are, you know? And I know Lexi kind of takes that personally sometimes, but, you know, I thought time at the beach, you know, everybody's able to relax. I mean, I thought it'd be a good time.
I mean, in theory, yeah. I mean, that's clearly not how this played out, though. So what happened?
It's just... Okay, so we're both adults, right? But... at the same time, there's a whole lot of family dynamics at play, you know? Yeah. So we always rent a beach house because it's like me and my sisters. And like we need a few rooms, you know? And so we fly in to meet everyone, and they hit us with separate room assignments.
Oh, the two of
which,
you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little lame. I gotcha. It's a little lame. I mean, I'm in my mid-20s, man, but whatever, you know. I mean, I just roll with it. But Lexi, you know, Lexi just kind of never recovered.
From having her own room? Being banished to her
yeah,
own room?
Yeah, well, from being... Yeah, no, she was staying with my sister.
Oh.
You know, and they get along pretty well. But I think she felt like she was being treated like a child, you know. Wow. I mean, like we're about to get married, and I get that, but you know they're old school like that. You know what I mean? Like they're you know I just roll with it.
That's interesting. I've heard of that at a house.
Yeah.
You know, under my roof, my rules, but at a hotel.
That's a, you know. Okay. So how long were y'all at the beach?
About a week, okay. I guess,
right.
With including the days traveling, but you know. Since we've been back, man, she just feels, like, disrespected, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, so You mentioned in your email we could call her and see what her side of things is, like what her take is. Does that still work?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Sounds good.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll get Lexi lined up. Talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Andrew and Lexi are engaged.
Yes, they are.
So this is a serious relationship.
Yeah.
So serious, Lexi got invited on the family trip to Myrtle Beach.
Kind of a big deal.
Yay.
I mean,
kind of derailed when they had to stay in separate rooms. And
that is the...
Lexi had to stay with a sister, but...
There's some dynamics Yay. Here that I can see... could be difficult
to
navigate.
Well, he said his parents were very particular. They weren't the warmest people.
Yeah, you know.
She takes that kind of personally.
A lot of pressure builds up, and then you go on this fake
But I, she must know them, or she wouldn't have been invited, right?
Exactly.
But we want to know what's got her upset mm-hmm. after this trip, and I do believe we've got her on the line. Hey, Lexi, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about your future in-laws. We'll tread lightly, but very much appreciated.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite subject meeting me.
I get it. get it. And, you know, we kind of got the basics there from Andrew. Just said that you spent a full week at the beach with his family and honestly could have gone better. Yes?
Well, yeah. Honestly, it was everything I could do to just stop everything down and not crash out on all of them, believe me.
Okay.
They are very nice people, but they really need to start moving into the mother world, you know, like be more open because I felt disrespected.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So Andrew did tell us about this. They had you guys in separate sleeping arrangements. Is that the...
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I don't know. They had me in a room with his sister to keep me from defying their son, I guess.
That work?
But, yeah, but you get that's just how they are, right? Like, I think it's dumb, too. But, you know, it's not that uncommon. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think it should be something that should set you off the way it does.
I mean, if that was the only weird rule they wanted to enforce, I might agree with you. But that's not how it is, apparently.
Okay, so there's more. Oh. It wasn't just the room. What else?
Mm. Exactly, yeah. She wanted to pick my attire because apparently I cannot dress myself.
Wait, who did? Who did? Hang on. Mom or the sister?
Yeah, what?
The mom.
She picked your clothes?
Well, she wouldn't stop giving me about my swimsuit. Like, I mean, most of my swimsuits are bikinis, right? Like, okay. Most of them are thongs. Oh. So I'm wearing one. Yeah, I'm wearing one of my usuals. And she comes over me and tells me that she would appreciate me being a little bit more appropriate with my beach attire.
Oh,
and okay. Yeah, I told her, like, okay, so my suits were pretty much all the same, so I'm not sure what I can do. But she got me with, you know, like, oh, so you don't want to go to Walmart and we can get you another suit?
She was going to take you shopping for another, oh, wow.
To Walmart.
Exactly. Exactly. And at that point, I was just like, no, I'm good. I'm wearing shirts and a t-shirt. That's okay. You know, like,
jeez. Wow. That's, oh, man.
Oh, jeez. Yes. That's what I feel. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's just how she is, you know? Like, I mean, they just don't like people showing a lot of skin. That's all.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, hon. Are you taking her side on this?
No, it's stupid. I mean, it's stupid. I love your bikinis, right? But, like, you know, if you know what's going to set her off, then, I mean, you know, why are you wearing a thong on the beach, you know?
Because, honey, those are swimsuits that grown women wear, and I'm a grown woman. Like, everyone else there was dressed like me. I'm sorry if your mom expects me to wear one piece, but that's something she needs to spend some time with.
She also addressed the strangers, or?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did she take them to Walmart?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, the way I see it, right, is that, I mean, they rented the beach house. It's their house. You know, their house, their rules. You know, so whatever. It's a week.
I get it.
We just kind of deal.
I mean, honey, that's something you say to a 2-year-old, okay? That's very nice. They paid for most of the trip, but it doesn't give them an excuse to completely disrespect me. Like, they are disrespecting someone who is about to marry their son. So what do you want me to do? Change myself for them? That's what you want?
I know. I mean, honestly, like, is that so bad? You know, like, can't we just... Ooh. Can't we just, like, adapt to, you know, to when we're at a family function?
For Andrew's safety, we are going to jump in right here.
Yes.
Because basically, I mean, you want advice on how to handle this, so let's see what people have for you. Okay, guys, hang on the line for 1 second.
713-881-5500 is the phone number. Do you think the mom was out of line?
No, was she? I guess that's the ultimate question. Was she out of line? What's she out of line? She's conservative, obviously. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm
thinking you might know that, but you might not know that, especially if culturally.
Yeah.
You know, that's normal. Just what you wear. Like, I mean, that's, she said, that's the bathing suit a woman wears.
Or, yeah, that's the thing. Is this just one of those things that I don't like?
They're going to have to stop taking trips to Myrtle Beach.
For real.
Going to need a new family vacation destination.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us, weigh in. We will talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So what would you do if your future mother-in-law,
yeah,
very, very conservative,
yeah,
had some thoughts about
some real thoughts,
the beach attire?
Exactly.
So much so she goes out of her way to tell you what you can and cannot wear.
Yeah.
Now it's a family vacation and she's paying for the accommodations.
Which is nice.
But is it nice enough?
Let's see how this hits you. Frito and Katie, good morning. You're up first. What do you think?
Okay, I think that she is disrespecting the family. I don't think the family is disrespecting her. You know, if you're getting together on a family vacation, then dress properly. Come on. Really? Cover up. There's probably children around. I mean, come on.
I know
you can wear a thong any other time.
I know it's hard, though, because I don't know where she is from.
Right.
But she had an accent that led me to believe
right.
that what she's talking about is something that's very common
if you went
that
on,
you would wear around children and nobody would think twice.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that could be reasonable.
Like that makes it so much trickier.
Yeah. How do you navigate that?
Right. Like then just because what you're saying makes sense to me, all the sense in the world. Like I can't imagine trying to pull that move.
but again.
But if I was raised in a culture where that was the way.
Like, let's say you were dating a German male and you took him to a beach. He very well may show up in a Speedo.
Right.
And it's not
and
meant to
would
offend.
Be horrified.
It's just, that's my swimsuit. This right. is what I wear. Why would I wear anything different? That's why I am also confused. And I agree. I don't think we know the
really,
answer
it's on
that.
It's on the man because had he not seen her wear a bathing suit prior?
Yeah.
Because he should have talked to her
right.
about this.
Right. Well, he should have said, honey, this is a family vacation. There's going to be children. Please try to dress a little bit more, you know, family friendly.
Yeah, like, I love it. I'm telling you now, my mom's going to have a problem with it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
you want
yeah, yeah.
peace,
right.
just wear bigger bottoms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just something
but I don't think the mother's disrespecting her. I think she's disrespecting the family dressing up like that.
Okay.
Cover it up.
Hey, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I really think she needs to look at it. It said family. We don't know if there was kids or anything, but it's called a family. So she does need to wear some shorts. Yeah, she don't like to cover up. That's fine. Do it when you go out with your friends. But it's the word is family. Does she know what family means?
So again, in this situation, you know, yeah, you gotta tone it down a little bit. You gotta modify what you would normally do because the expectations are different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's family. Were there any kids there? We don't know, but the word is family. If
okay.
you go out with your friends, hey, my friends, we're going to the beach. Okay, everybody wear what you want. But the key word is family.
All
she
right.
needs to learn that because she's going to be getting married.
She's going to be a part of that family.
In. Yeah, one way or another, you're going to have to deal with it. Like someone's going to have
yeah.
to cave on this thing or that's going to explode. Like it just is. Dude, thank you so much.
Well, I think you just go somewhere else. But
yeah, go to the mountains
exactly.
maybe. Frito, Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Love your show.
Love you.
Okay, look here. Mom is practicing some 1940s type attitude.
Yes.
We don't dress like that. And everybody in the world is practicing their free will. The young lady is practicing her free will. And because she has a voice like, I don't want to murder this woman's name, Selma Hallett, that accent,
mm-hmm.
yo, her son is happy as hell. Okay? So
mom needs to
look at it like that. Her boy is happy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And look, just I'm going to put it out there. If the engagement don't work, tell old girl I got a retirement package that's fat. Okay? That's fat.
I'll
she can have it
along.
All.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it along.
Pass that info right down the line.
Okay. Hey, what? Once again, love your show, guys.
We
Once
love you.
Again, love you. 713-881-5500. Call us. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Thongs on the family vacation. You guys.
Maybe not to be done, but people are texting in.
Yeah.
Saying basically if mom had a list of demands, she could have made those known before they left for Myrtle Beach.
I think that's.
And you could have provided it to everybody so it didn't look like any one person in particular was being singled out.
Oh, that's a good. If I forget about that, you can totally just send it to
everyone. But I think it's you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So it was probably the first time that. Both parties had been together in that atmosphere.
Exactly. I'm sure mom didn't think
they learned a lot.
I'm sure mom didn't think she was going to see what she saw.
And they saw a lot.
And so now here we are. Frito, Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I think that they both need to calm down first.
fair enough.
I've been there on the mother side of this. And so mom definitely needs to calm down, or when they get married, she ain't gonna see much of her son.
That's what I, that's the hard thing is I'm not saying that, you know,
I'm not saying mom's wrong, but there's got to be someone to
you got
to
pick your battles.
You got to
right?
pick your battles. You have
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Choose carefully the hill you want to die on.
Yeah, this seems so, in the scheme of things, insignificant.
Yeah, exactly. And
insignificant.
And if she was already cool with, like, I mean, she probably wasn't cool with the fact they were in separate rooms. That's probably annoying, too.
Well, but, like, she went with it. You know, that I wonder why they didn't get more information before they went. You know,
right.
You're just going to walk in there, you know, and take a knife to a gunfight, that's not very smart.
You would have done your research.
Hey, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
What about her choice of bikini?
Yes.
Or any of the above, or the mom, or both?
I'm just going to go ahead and just say it. I mean, she's a grown woman. I mean, if she wants to be proud of her body, let her be proud of it. I mean, to be honest with you, the kids nowadays, they see a lot worse things in other ways.
True.
But I mean, she's a grown woman. I mean, the mom shouldn't ask her to change because she doesn't like the choice of bikini she wears. But I mean,
so when you're you think it's a step too far. Like, it's a step too far. It's an overreach. She shouldn't have asked. She shouldn't have said, hey, look, change it up.
She said she was going in there to pick out her clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an overreach.
But the mom, I think, came at it a very, you know,
aggressive.
Odd way.
Yeah, she was a little bit aggressive.
Like, she could have been like, hey, do you mind? Instead of, like, telling her, hey, this is what you're going to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Be respectful and be like, you know, do you mind wearing this? I'm just at request, you know?
Oh, at best, you really have to massage it. Like, there's no way you can't. You really got to finesse that situation if you want that to go well.
I know there's some families out there that are very, like, for example, like some of the Christian families be like, you know, we don't like showing a lot of skin. But, you know, I mean, don't come up there and demand that she's going to wear this. Just do you mind for the family's sake?
All right, dude. Thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
No problem.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, good morning, everyone.
Ah, where's Fox Mulder when you need him? Evidence.
What?
A Ring camera in L.A.
Yes?
Caught an alien on video.
An alien.
That's what they're saying.
We got the goods today?
Oh, yes,
we got the goods today.
Also a potential debunking, but don't fixate on that.
God got the goods today.
I'll give you the story coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
What's Trending? Evidence. Evidence. A woman in Compton.
What do you mean Compton?
Police, she has real-life footage
of
an alien walking by her porch.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Before we get to that, did you know Megan Maroney started as an intern?
An intern where?
The country music industry.
What? I did not know this.
Bush from Sugarland shared the story. He met Megan because she was an intern at a studio in Atlanta.
Get out.
She got accepted through some University of Georgia program they had. And at first, she like didn't tell them that she could sing or write or anything.
Just said, I just showed up to work. Just here to answer
And
the
he
phones.
Was laughing because he was like, yeah, we probably had her buried in spreadsheets or something.
Yeah.
But eventually, she worked up the courage to ask if he and his brother, Brandon Bush, would produce one of her songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's like, I'm not producing the intern's music. But then he heard it.
And Dave's
and
like,
she's Megan Maroney. So that all changed.
To the moon!
And he's now produced every Megan Maroney song since.
Ain't that convenient for Christian.
Glad she spoke up, eh?
There's one thing Christian Bush knows, and that is attaching yourself to a strongly talented blonde female and riding that train all the way to the station.
Hey, man, if it ain't broke.
All the way to the station. Well done, my friend. Well done.
Hey, you'll love this. National Avocado Day is tomorrow.
Hey, now. Does that mean we have deals?
That means you get free guac. From the place notorious for not giving you.
Chipotle? Chipotle doing free guac?
Apparently. Oh.
What do I have to do for it? That's always the question. Never free anymore. The days of free stuff at Chipotle are long gone. There's some
No,
catch.
No.
Just
Chipotle is
up?
Offering a free topping or side of guac on National Avocado Day tomorrow.
Oh.
You have to buy something.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'll give you that.
Oh, you also have to have the rewards app and use a promo code.
Okay. What's the code?
AVO2025.
All right, got it.
At least it's easy to remember. They're also doing a contest, though. They have been running this. This is the one where you can win a year's supply of guac.
Oh.
Today's the last day.
Oh.
If you want to enter, you just have to scan a real avocado using Chipotle's interactive Avo Lotto lens on Snapchat through their official account. But after scanning, I guess you know immediately whether or not you're a winner.
Oh, so all you got to do is get, like, you reveal is hit the store.
Your fate.
Right.
They've been announcing 1,000 winners per day.
For years.
So there's going to be 1,000 more winners today.
So much guac. I'm in. Let's go.
Find me all avocados.
I got a lot of scans. I got a lot of scans to make.
Just go to a grocery store and just sit there and scan them all.
I normally hate those. I love this, and I want to participate.
That's hilarious. Almost as hilarious as this video. So it's not high def. It's not blurry. It's just very poorly lit because it's a Ring doorbell camera and it's someone's porch.
That's okay.
But you can clearly see something pass by. People are saying, because she was confused by the footage.
Yeah.
It's possible it's a little green man. If you turn the sound up, you can hear footsteps.
Right.
And then some loud banging.
Right.
The time around this was 1 a.m. Now, the UFO crowd, the spooky molders of the world.
Yeah, the ones that want to believe.
Convinced it's an alien. Absolutely convinced.
Okay.
But other theories are out there, and they are pretty plausible. Some people think it's a child in a costume.
Okay, that's always a possibility, even though it's very late at night.
And not Halloween.
Yeah, that's okay.
The other theory is it's someone carrying a trash bag.
Oh.
And I think that accounts for many things, including the banging.
Uh-huh, because then you got the...
Because the trash can lid.
Right.
Like slamming shut. The video was recorded June 5th, and now a bunch of sites are picking it up and sharing it. It's been debunked in that some people have kind of broken down the footage. The problem is it's such a small window where this thing, whatever it is, passes by. But they're convinced, like, oh, here's a face. So here's the trash bag. It is just weird.
I'm going to say this.
It's an odd video. And the woman who recorded it didn't know what it was, which is why she posted it to the internet in the first place.
If it is an alien, this is good news, because that means that alien is real comfortable living around the neighborhood. That means there's someone in Compton who's got an alien roommate, and I love that idea, because that's my ultimate
dream. Well, I love that the alien takes out potentially the trash.
Yeah, he contributes to the home, too.
I mean
just, please.
It's a win. Dream. I've lived with roommates that are way worse.
Get at me, dog.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Sam says she went to trivia, like, last night. And so she's warm and she's ready. And Sam, let's see if this makes a difference. Are you prepared to begin?
I hope so.
Okay. She's fully stretched.
Yeah. So 10 questions, get them all right in 60 seconds, and you win. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, we'll go to the next one, and we will come around to your passes if we have time at the end, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Katie, we good?
We good. According to the Bible, how long was the period of creation?
7 days.
What do you call a ditch around a castle full of water?
A moat.
What real-life jelly beans include flavors like earwax, rotten egg, dirt, booger, among others?
Pass.
What continent is also a country?
Australia.
What famous Halloween movie features a line, "Do you like scary movies?"
That was good.
Beetlejuice?
What is a tete-a-tete?
Pass.
What is Luke Skywalker's home planet?
Tatooine.
July 4th, Nathan's hot dog eating contest. That takes place where?
Chicago.
Neurologists primarily study what?
The brain.
The Chichen Itza Mayan ruins are located in what country? I'll take it if you have it.
I don't know it.
Okay, all right. How did she do?
Rats. She did good. Let's go over this bad boy. According to the Bible, how long was the period of creation? We could include the rest day. I suppose.
I was going to go, if you had asked me that question, I was going to go six days.
Hey, Sabbath is part of the creation.
See, because
the Lord rested on the seventh.
If
I'd allow it.
If that was what.
Yeah, kept you from getting
the
glory.
Then we would have, I think we would have made a case for it.
Yeah, but since we're going over everything, Michelle, include it. What real life jelly beans include flavors like earwax, rotten egg, dirt, booger, vomit, all of those. It's the Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans.
That's the ones.
The ones that were in Harry Potter, but now are actually things
actually
that you can buy, and they are very gross. What famous Halloween movie features the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Scream franchise.
Scream. Mm-hmm. Scream. A tête-à-tête.
I don't actually know what this means.
A private conversation between two people.
Really?
A tête-à-tête.
Okay.
Yes. July 4th. Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Where is that?
Well, it's in New York, but you probably would have wanted like
Coney
is it,
Island.
Is it Coney Island? It's Coney Island. Island. Yeah.
And then Chichen Itza,
Mexico. Sam, great work. Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contests. Frito and Katie, 100.3. The Bull, Texas proud. Had thongs on vacation. What else did we do today? Amazon reviews. Aliens.
Very important.
In Compton.
Yeah.
And now we're going to complete the superfecta with a nice little segment about dinosaurs, as is tradition on the show, because it's about to be Jurassic Quest weekend, you guys. And you know you want to take your kids to dork out over some dinosaurs. And we want to send you for free.
Yes. Yes, we do. So it's time for the ultimate showdown between prehistoric beasts and flat packs.
IKEA! Yes!
Flat pack beasts of burden. How about that?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, it is time for dinosaur or duke tick. Can you tell us it's a terrifying fossil or a $50 nightstand with no instructions and 14 extra screws?
Well, let's find out. Three names. Obviously, either going to be an IKEA product or a dinosaur. If you get two out of the three correct, we send you to Jurassic Quest. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us, and we will talk to you coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas proud, dinosaur, or duke tig, which will only really benefit one of you guys because we're only giving away 1 4-pack of tickets today. But
we
try to look out for you where we can, right? We try to save you some money where we can.
Oh, we do. I wasn't sure where you were going with this. We do have a way for you to save some scratch if you have to buy your tickets. Get all the info at thebullhouston.com, but 20% off if you use code BULL20 at checkout. BULL20.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this.
My name is Brittany.
Brittany, it's time for dinosaur or duke tick. You sounded upset by that, Brittany. This is your chance.
No, I'm so excited.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm so ready. I've been trying, but I was a little intimidated by the pop culture the other day. I'm a little less intimidated about this.
Oh, you've got this. You've got this. We're going to give you names, okay? So once we give you a name, it will either have been a dinosaur that roamed the earth millions of years ago.
Right.
Or the thing that holds a laundry hamper, right? So some piece of IKEA furniture, Swedish furniture.
Okay.
Your job is to just tell us which it is. And you do have three potential chances. You just have to get two, okay?
All
so
right,
are you ready?
It.
All right.
I'm
first
ready.
Up, Krokvik. Krokvik. Or Krokvik.
I think that's IKEA furniture.
She's going IKEA?
She is correct.
Wow.
It's like a Swedish folding camping chair thing. Or torture device. I'm actually... Looking at this picture, I'm not.
See, that's the thing.
I'm not
really
entirely
know.
Sure.
You never really know with IKEA.
Not confident on
no,
that
no,
one.
No, never really sure.
Okay, next for the win, potentially. How about Minmi?
Oh, I'm gonna say IKEA again because it doesn't seem complicated enough to be a dinosaur.
I like the strategy.
Makes sense.
But unfortunately, that is a dinosaur. Ah. It's a small armored dinosaur from Australia from the early Cretaceous.
They called it a Minmi.
Minmi. Cute name, spiky personality.
It's probably
in the Ankylosaurus family.
So, you think like a smaller dinosaur.
That one, Ankylosaurus, I would have said dinosaur.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, if it helps going into our final play.
Ah.
We weren't looking for dinosaurs that sounded like traditional dinosaurs.
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
Okay.
That is true.
All right.
Try to make it interesting.
Exactly. Exactly. A little tricky for those playing along at home. So how about Eckett? Eckett.
Eckett.
Eckett. Dinosaur or Duke Tig?
I think it's IKEA.
IKEA. Yes, IKEA. Eckett? Eckett. It's a modular storage set.
An Eckett?
An Eckett.
An Eckett.
It includes some cubed shelves I would not put my valuables on. It looks like it'll wobble if you look at it wrong. Eckett. But that's it. She's done it. That's two out of three.
She's cracked the code. She's going to Jurassic Quest.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are lifesavers. I was going to actually take my kids to this whether I want or not. So thank you so much.
Well, now you're going.
And you're going for free. And remember, for these tickets, you get access to all three of the events happening at NRG Center this weekend. So that's Jurassic Quest, the big, larger-than-life, paleontologist-approved moving dinosaurs. You've got BrickFest Live, which is the Lego deal. You can be a part of a Guinness World Record they're trying to break. There are real Lego masters your kids can talk to.
Yeah.
And then Ancient Oceans, the prehistoric ocean creatures, like the Megalodon that's 50 feet and moves.
Exactly. So whether you want to terrify your kids with lizards or terrify your kids with the ocean or
terrify yourself with Legos.
You've got options. You've got options, girl.
Oh, I'm so excited. My son's 9th birthday is in August, and he is going to be ecstatic.
What a wonderful thing. Well, tell us how it goes. I'm really curious to hear the reviews on this. Hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. And again, if you want to go and save some money, use the code BULL20 when you're getting your tickets at thebullhouston.com. Be back. Frito, Katie, the Bull, dude, our plans for after the show have been blown up. Okay, we got in this morning and there was a very large box that was out there, kind of like where you walk into the office. It seemed to be like, it was labeled with like Chris Jansen stuff. It looked like it was
like singing and snacking on it.
Yeah. And so our assumption was there would be snacks in there that were associated with, you know, the Chris Jansen album drop, which we're going to be celebrating coming
Friday.
Friday. That box has disappeared. Look, it's not there anymore.
Where did it go? It said Kilt on it.
It's ours.
It should have come to the studio.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was just going to be. I was going to walk out there and get it. Nick isn't here. No one else that works at the station's here.
Oh, man.
Who stole our snacks?
I don't know.
Were they even snacks?
They are snacks. I've been looking this up all morning because I was like, man, what a concept. So it's like a collab between Chris Jansen and a group called Craven Flavor.
Okay.
Where it was like summer singing and snacking. He provides a playlist.
Right.
And it's got his music on there and some of his favorites on there. And then they provide the snacks. So they tell you Chris Jansen's favorite snacks from Craven Flavor. Things like Cajun trail mix.
Oh, wow.
Seasoned waffle fries.
Oh, come on.
Their potato chips. Oh, they've got little cracker chips, sour cream and onion that look a lot like Munchums.
Oh,
if you know, you know.
Wow.
From back in the day.
Wow. I was really looking forward to that.
Oh, were those in there?
Someone just boosted it.
Oh, man.
Does
he have a song about Craven Flavor? I'm invested.
That is a mystery we'll be solving after the show today. But we do need to mention this. If you do want to party with Chris and celebrate the new album drop, we do still have
chances. Where there may or may not be Chris Jansen approved snacks.
Yeah, we're going to find out. We're going to find out what the story is. See, that would be a perfect place to roll them out.
That's why you probably sent them.
When Chris is going to walk in and be like, yo, so where are the snacks?
Maybe they're for him.
I can't
do an album release party without my Craven Flavor snacks.
The snacks in advance.
I'm contractually obligated to
listen to Nick when you're way in to the show this Friday up here at the studios. We're back after this.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Oh my gosh, did you see the bee story from downtown?
You know what? I didn't click it. I know there was something with a
60,000 bees. 60,000 bees.
How? What?
It was a swarm situation.
What?
They were attacking Astros fans.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! I love my eyes!
I don't know why this is funny. Like, I said 60,000 bees. You're going to a Stroh's game.
Exactly. You're walking to Dayton Park.
Yeah.
And then you're just attacked by 60,000 bees.
Here they come, just descending from who knows where. Well, I guess you know where. Where was there a 60,000 bees swarm in proximity to the park? Like, where was it? Is it a tree?
They were in a tree.
Or?
Yeah. Just a tree close to the ballpark. So what they said was that they'd settled in a low-hanging branch.
Right.
And it's obviously a heavily used route for pedestrians.
That's your worst nightmare.
And they weren't sure why the bees were so aggressive. They were like, maybe it's the heat.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's 60,000. That's a big hive.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
Yes. Number two, it's hot. Number three, you're walking, all the people coming under it and maybe bumping the tree or what. I mean, who knows? But even, it doesn't really matter because in that situation, don't the bees get the priority at this point?
Well, they did. They did. So the bees, they were relocated.
Oh, thank goodness.
To a safer environment. The group that did that was Bee and Me. They extracted the bees. They use smoke and vacuum techniques to protect the queen.
I'm sorry. I just love how vacuum cleaners.
Well, I like that. They put it in there. They put it in there so no one thinks they're like inhumanely
just
removing the bees. Like they're relocating the bees.
Exactly. The bees are fine.
Yes.
The bees
these are bee people.
Yeah.
These are bee people.
We all are aware that we need to protect the bees.
If the bees disappear, so do we.
Exactly. Got to have them. Is it inconvenient having 60,000 of them drop on your head? Hell yes. So we're just going to try our best using vacuum cleaners and smoke.
Also, the guy showed up with like no protective gear. He had nothing on his arms,
legend,
apparently.
Legend! These beekeepers are insane. We're going to have to find a way to talk to some beekeepers on the show at some point.
Do you know Chief Meteorologist David Paul? From KHOU,
yeah.
Has 10 years of beekeeping experience.
Dave Paul's a bee man?
Yes, he is.
Oh, not the bees! Not the bees! I love my eyes! My eyes!
He was like, some people just have that magic vibe with bees.
I don't believe, David doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to go in there without having sleeves.
That's what he was saying. He couldn't believe that he was.
That's
like,
insane. That is
naked arms going in there.
You are a wild man. You are absolutely a wild man.
You get the call.
Oh my! Can you imagine? I just had to watch him get out of his truck. He's in a t-shirt and shorts and a van. He's like, "Let's go." It's gonna take a few different tanks, but I think I got it covered.
Don't try this at home, kids. I'm a professional.
That's the guy I call. 10 times out of 10. I don't care. There's probably like 50 of these companies. I want that guy. I want that dude handled. That is a man who speaks to the bees and for the bees. All right, we got to get out of here. See y'all back tomorrow.